And now on this Monday in May, 2 minutes of something we usually do not talk about.
Dust is...
I'm not sure where it comes from, but my living room is full of it if you'd like some. I think
dust.
It sneaks in at night when no one's watching.
Dust is little pieces of stuff, and it
comes from underneath my bed.
Doesn't seem to be any more of it under the bed than on the shelves and all over the cat. And...
great big balls of dust will sometimes form, especially very near the source of where dust is made.
In camp, we used to talk about dust ghosts.
Or dust bunnies, I think, is what my mother called them. Cat balls or something.
I can't remember. I was in basic training one time. Woolly bears, is that it? A hairball. It's easy. It's a hairball.
Cat paws. But I don't call them that.
Where does it come from?
You know, on screens, there are all these little holes in screens. Well, it grows.
Toenail clippings and people scratching their heads. Mostly. Predominantly. That's where most of it comes from. Yes.
It actually comes from the stars.
Well, when it rains, all the moisture goes out of the air, so there's dust left over.
But how does it get to the sky?
God, I hate it.
When dust gets out to the rest of the room,
sometimes they're little hairy dust balls.
Then dust is smaller.
You know, one of those like little wispy balls and stuff?
Stringy dust balls, you know, they get all kinds of carpet fur in them.
But you'll find the big dust under the bed where it's manufactured.
No matter where you look, no matter what country, no matter what language they speak, they always have...
Dust is
what fairies make.
Dust is the ash of life.
Think of it as seeds. Each dust is to be broken down and later reborn in some other form.
Dust is a series of decompositions.
The remnants of a former, more structured existence.
Dust is leftover stuff. And it comes from things that have gone away, and that's all there is left.
Is dust. Dust. Those voices collected almost 25 years ago by Day to Day's Steve Proffitt and former NPR recording engineer Lorraine Wilcox.